All of this theatre today from Mr. Peters does throw up some very real questions about MMP. And former ACT Party leader Rodney Hyde is with me. And evening to you, Rodney.
Good evening, Larry.
And thank you. You wrote a very interesting piece in the NBR today that I want to pick up on. So first on Mr. Peters, what do you see here? MMP, is it a farce? What do you see?
Oh, I don't like MMP at all. I never have. My entry to politics was actually opposing MMP. And, of course, it has a few deleterious effects. And we're seeing one of the worst right now with Mr. Peters, because the whole point of a democracy is that you go along and you vote on the day and you can vote a bad government out. And that's it. You get a result and the government carries on. It doesn't satisfy anyone. It doesn't satisfy everyone. That's not democracy's point. But it means that the power is dispersed amongst every voter. No one gets to choose who the Prime Minister is, in a sense. We all do. But what MMP has done, and look, you've got to hand it to Winston Peters, there's no one more cunning. He has positioned himself brilliantly so that after the election, it's not the people voting that decides who the Prime Minister is, or whether National or Labour or the Greens will be in power. It's actually New Zealand First. And when we say New Zealand First, of course, we mean Winston Peters. And so Winston Peters is in this incredible position, unique in the democratic world, where he and he alone will decide who will be the Prime Minister for the next 3 years and which parties will be in power and which parties will be in opposition. It's all the more extraordinary because, you know, we used to complain about MMP, that an MP could lose their seat. Their own voters would kick them out, and they come back in the back door on the list. That's what's happened to Mr. Peters. But having got 7.5% of the vote, he came third, a distant third, and yet he is the person calling the shots.
Right, so you've got third picking the government, unless National, of course, goes with the Greens, which is pretty much unlikely. So,
well, the Greens can't. If the Greens did that, that would be a betrayal too, because the Greens were very clear all the way along that they would support Labour. And that's one of the things that, you know, you expect with voting in MMP. You want to know which way they're going to jump. And so the ACT Party says it's going to support National. The Green Party said they're going to be supporting Labour. Well, it'd be a monstrous betrayal for the Greens, of all their voters, if they decided, hang on, we've changed our mind.
But here's the thing, and you point this out in your article, Peters can't win either way, actually. I mean, I think the poll suggests that 30% want them of New Zealand First voters want them to go with National, 30% with Labour, and 30% don't know, whatever. So he's not going to win either way on this, is he?
Oh, no, he's not going to win. And that's, you know, part of, again, Winston Peters' success. Not only has he positioned himself to decide between Labour and National post the election, in the run-up to the election, he was appealing to voters who were disaffected from the National Party, who wanted to give National a bit of curry, and disaffected voters from the Labour Party wanted to give Labour a bit of curry. But when he chooses which way he's going to jump, he's going to upset a big bunch of his support vote. And, of course, once he's in government, and, look, I don't need to be rude to any voters, but it's fair to say that the people that vote New Zealand First tend to be grumpy about government. It's not doing enough. It's not doing the right things. And that's great if you're an opposition MP, because you can just sort of complain about everything, which Winston Peters is very good at. But when you become in government, you actually become responsible for it. And so even those that aren't favouring National or Labour will become disaffected from Winston Peters as well. He hasn't got the buffer of a seat. He's 72 years old. So he's got to negotiate for all he's worth, including an exit position, because I think this is it for him.
Right, and he says National have no moral authority, even though they've got 46%. And I think he's right with that if he gets Labour and the Greens on side. And he says that he's entering with an open mind. Are you okay with that? Do you believe that, or do you think he's already made up his mind?
Oh, no, he won't have made up his mind. He's far too cunning for that. The longer it takes, the more desperate National and Labour get, and the better position he is in to strike a better deal. he's quite correct. And this, and none of this is Winston's fault. He's just used the system that New Zealanders chose, which is MMP, to his maximum advantage. He's quite right also to wait till the 7th of October when all the votes are in. 15% of the votes haven't been counted yet. And what happens there is, if it was New Zealand First, Labour and the Greens, it would only be a one-seat majority. Now, with the specials, they tend to favour the Labour and the Greens, and so that could go one, two or three seat majority, which would make a difference. Mm. But more particularly, there's no reason to assume that it couldn't run the other way. So you'd be very, very silly to announce that you'd formed a government, get the official result and find out you haven't got the numbers. So it's the nature of MMP that actually he has to wait till after the 7th of October before much can be decided. Now, I think it's going to be Labour's to lose because they're in opposition and Jacinda Ardern can promise anything. And she gains portfolios, she gains ministerial positions. Goodness me, she'll gain government. And she'll be seen as a genius negotiator. The Greens have got no option. They can just take a couple of positions outside of cabinet. Whereas for National, they are the government. Every concession that Bill English gives, it'll be seen as a weakness. He's actually compromising. He's given something away. And, of course, in their whole 9 years of government, National has never had a coalition party sitting around the cabinet table. They've always been ministers outside cabinet who come in at the prime minister's pleasure. Of course, Winston will want to be around cabinet. So, again, I think it's much easier because Jacinda Ardern, her negotiating strategy is very simple. She just sits down with Winston and say, look, Mr. Peters, I want to make this work. What can I do? What do you want? And I'll do it.
All right, Rodney. Thank you for that good analysis. I appreciate it. That is a former ACT Party leader, Rodney Hyde, here on News Talk ZB. It is now 5:17.